Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Brand. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Bruce. And now, play ball. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive towards short. Pagan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Alou. Staub reaches second base with a double. Wynn moves to third. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to home to get Wynn. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brand. The throw from Gonder and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrison moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrison scores. Bruce moves to second. It's 1-0, Astros. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Law covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brand scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Alou steals second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Alou who is chasing the ball. Staub reaches third base with a triple. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staub tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Astros. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brand scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Freese now playing third base. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-1 in the game. Brand hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Alou strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Astros. Al McBean now pitching. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Staub takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to second. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to third. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey strikes out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Bruce covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brand hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrison strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bruce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Freeze, and towards Jackson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry May pinch hits for Jesse Gonder. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry May now catching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from May and he is out, Pagan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Mota pinch hits for Al McBean. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Bob Bailey. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Lynch reaches second base with a double. Alou goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Astros. Gene Michael pinch runs for Jerry Lynch. Claude Raymond now pitching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michael moves to third. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson misplays the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Michael scores. Clemente moves to second. It's 3-2, Astros. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-3 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clemente scores. Stargell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Pirates, 3, Astros, 3. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stargell scores. Clendenon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Pirates. Barry Latman now pitching. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May is hit by the pitch. Clendenon moves to third. Mazeroski moves to second. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-1 in the game. Mota hits a line drive towards third. Freeze reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Pagan now playing third base. Gene Michael now playing shortstop. Pete Mickelson now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan juggles the ball. That's an error on Pagan. Dave Justy pinch runs for John Bateman. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Justy moves to second. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brand hits a line drive towards third. Pagan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Ron Brand now catching. Bob Lillis now playing second base. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Heath pinch hits for Barry Latman. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wynn hits a pop-up towards third. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.